With the beginning of the 2025 school year underway, Six Nations Polytech has announced that its former STEAM Academy will now be going under a new name, which is Six Nations Polytechnic Secondary School. The new name reflects the school's growth, new programs, and its continued commitment to Indigenous culture, language, and land-based learning. And here to talk to me about the name change and the upcoming school year is Callie Anovich and Judy Rubin. So thank you both for doing this today.
Thank you, Andy, for inviting us.
And to get started, Judy, for people who may not know about the former STEAM Academy, can you share a bit about the history of the school and its original goals and just how everything operated?
Yeah, absolutely. So Six Nations Polytechnic is 33 years old. Our high school is going now into its ninth year. And one of the reasons that it was conceived as a high school is because a lot of our students from Six Nations were not being successful in the provincial high schools. A lot of students were not making it past grade 11. So when some of the lead organizers of the high school talked, they decided, let's do one better. Let's create a high school where we use the Ontario Ministry of Education curriculum from grades 9 to 12, but we also make a curriculum that's reflective of Haudenosaunee values, the values of a good mind, that include Indigenous knowledge and ways of knowing, that a high school where students can see themselves. Our staff is about 55% Indigenous. We have a wonderful, wonderful staff and who are very caring about the students. And that's what the students want and need. They need to know that they're safe, that they're seen, that they're valued, that they are going to be successful.
And at what point did you start to see the growth in the school beyond just the original STEAM focus?
Well, originally there were in grade 9, we rolled it in from grade 9 and up, there were only 32 students in that grade 9 class. And then it started getting a little bit bigger. Each year, word got out. We were still fairly small for probably the first 3 or 4 years. And we've made a real effort, Kelly has worked hard on this, of getting into the community, getting our name out there, getting our face out there. And each year we're growing.
And Callie, looking back as a teacher, what's it been like for yourself to see the school evolve and seeing the students taking part in the programs and just keeping the growth going?
Yeah, it's been really exciting. So I was a teacher at Six Nations Polytechnic Secondary School when it was STEAM Academy for 5 years. And now I've moved into a role in the office as a development officer. So I used to teach science and geography, and it was really exciting to see that the students were very interested in specifically land-based learning. They loved to go on field trips, go outside. They loved it when we brought in culture and language. So originally, when we were STEAM Academy, we had what was called the PTEC program, so Pathways in Technology, Early College, High School, and it was a software engineering, computer coding focus. And, you know, that program was successful. We had quite a few people graduate through it, but we had way more students that were signing up for the outdoor ed classes, the personal fitness classes, science, geography, language. So we were realizing the needs of our students were expanding. And especially now we have a ton of students that are very interested in the trades. So we've got OEAP programs where they do welding and cook through SNP, which is exciting. We have a hairstyling and aesthetics course now. We've got construction, robotics. We have all these different trades courses. So the nice thing about us being such a small school is really based on what the students pick course-wise, we're able to then offer it. We always have new courses every year, and it's kind of been exciting to be able to cater our courses and programming based on the actual needs of our specific students.
And so with the announcement happening last month about the name change, when was the decision made to really officially go through with that?
So this name change has been in the works for a while. Nothing happens, you know, with the snap of a finger. It's been a lot of work behind the scenes. As we've been growing and we have more and more students each year and we, you know, have questions from the community about, well, oh, my student's not interested in STEAM, but can they still come to your school? And we're like, absolutely. We have all these different programs. We have language classes. You know, we got culture. We host socials every year. We have the trades and all these other things. So we found that the name STEAM Academy worked at the beginning, but we kind of thought along the way that it was pigeonholing us a little bit. It was not allowing us to live up to our full potential and advertise all the programs that we have. So now with kind of this generic, you know, Six Nations Polytechnic Secondary School, it's very clear we're a high school and we're able to advertise all the programming that we have and not just technology that we still have with construction, robotics, and all that.
And talking about the programs, with the announcement, you highlighted both longstanding programs and some new ones. Can you tell us just a little bit more about the variety of courses that are going to be offered throughout the school?
Yeah, for sure. So new this year, specifically with one of our main programs, which is the ASADO program, our grade 9 cross-curricular program. It's evolved over the year. It started with geography and science and English and art. Then we kind of, as it evolved, and we realized, you know, tweaking here and there. Now we're having it be an outdoor ed focused program. So the grade 9s that are at our school this year, they're going to get their gym credit through this grade 9 cross-curricular outdoor ed program. So geography and outdoor ed are going to be taught together with two teachers. They have a whole morning together. They can go on field trips. We have two vans that we're able to drive students around on field trips for. So the whole class will be able to fit in the vans. They go to Mohawk Park. They do water testing. They go harvest corn. They do all these amazing land-based activities. So that's really exciting. We've got our hairstyling and aesthetics course, like I said, which is new as well. And this year, our grade 11 and 12 gym class, actually, because we don't yet have a lacrosse team, we're working on building that in the future. We actually have our gym class is lacrosse specific. So grade 11s and 12s in the gym class with Mr. Hill, their whole focus is building up lacrosse skills. They do skills and drills. They work on endurance. We go to the ILA twice a year for this big lacrosse day where we have skills and drills and bring community members in that play lacrosse to come and teach them how to play and they get to practice. So that's something that we're working towards building is our lacrosse team. We tie it into the language courses as well to learn about, you know, the history of lacrosse and all the cultural components of it. So yeah. And then OEAP too, that's really exciting as well. We've got welding and cook. So they're able to get 4 co-op high school credits as well as the level 1 Six Nations Polytechnic trades courses. So they actually get an SNP college transcript at the end of it while they're in high school, which is really exciting.
And just being able to offer those types of very centered, focused programs, how does that set the school apart from other schools in the area? And why is that important for Polytech to be doing that?
We're the only high school in the area where our students from Six Nations, Credit First Nation, are able to go that can offer things like Mohawk language, Cuga language, and now Ojibwe language, all the way from grade 9 to grade 12. I know other high schools are struggling to do that, but we've worked really hard on that, and that makes us unique. And our students coming out of our elementary schools are really liking that. They're liking, and so are parents, they're liking that the students can continue their growth in the language. We do a number of other projects that make us unique, and I'll let Callie continue with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really exciting to be, you know, one department of Six Nations Polytechnic. So our Brantford campus is a shared space. We have a trades wing, we have the post-sec wing, and then we have the secondary school wing where our high school obviously is located. And so our high school students are able to, you know, take trades courses down the hallway. We have people from Six Nations Polytechnic come in and do workshops and invite our students to participate in the post-secondary side. So it's a very nice and smooth transition. We have a lot of students that do end up applying to Six Nations Polytechnic for college or trades or university programming after. And that transition is really smooth because throughout high school, they've already been in the building. They've seen familiar faces and they're much more comfortable in those post-secondary programs after. And then the nice thing too, being a private school, you know, we're not bound by some of the red tape of the public or Catholic boards. We're able to access some unique funding sources like our funding from MLSE, where we were able to build up this lacrosse program. We're able to acquire these two vans through SNP. So we have all these kind of unique little benefits to being a private school. But the main thing I would say is that we're unique in that we're such a small but growing school with such an amazing staff that genuinely cares so much about each student. You know, I personally, I'm working on the grade nines because they're new, but I do know every single student's name. And that's very common for all of our staff to know every student and really work on building those relationships and catering our programming to our specific kids.
And SNPSS is really redesigning education at the high school level. We are open to having students who want to learn with us, so they're not just all Indigenous students. Tuition, there is no tuition that they have to pay, so that's something special that parents are looking at as well.
And just touching on the Indigenous courses, the language courses have always been something that SNP's really focused on and worked on. Why is that important for you guys to keep doing, and how do you plan to continue doing that with these courses?
Yeah, absolutely. Language is really important. And I think when I was in the elementary system, we heard that from parents. We heard that from the community. SNP in general is very deeply rooted in the community, and so we listen to what they want. We prepare for that, and then at this point now we're able to provide those language courses. It's important that we continue to do that because we have a number of students that come in with a lot of skills in the language area, and we don't want to see them just dropped. They want to continue that, as do their parents. Something happened. I'm also on the Six Nations Fair Board. And at the Six Nations pageant, some of the older pageant girls had asked to be interviewed in the language. Isn't that marvelous? That's just amazing that they feel so confident to be able to be interviewed speaking their language. So that's one way that we can stay deeply rooted to the community and help through building that language.
And Callie, with your interaction with the students on a daily basis and seeing them take part in these programs, what do you hope students take away from their experience at SNPSS with academics and beyond academics on a personal level?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I mean, we have students when they graduate from our high school, they go on to all different programming, whether it's SNP programs. We have one student in UBC. We've got Laurentian students. We've got Carleton students. We have students that kind of go off in all different directions. And I tell them all the time, I went to a very large high school. I had about 2,000 kids in my high school. And I didn't even know all the kids in my own grade. I only knew a handful of teachers, and the relationships that I made in high school was very limited other than my one friend group because it was such a big school and it's easy to get lost in a bigger school. But our high school, Six Nations Polytechnic Secondary School, so much of the focus is just building relationships with students. You know, we have intramurals, we have clubs, we have fun days, we have full school field trips. We can fit our whole school in two or three buses. We take them to the movies. We really value building those relationships. And at the end of the day, I don't remember much academically from high school. I'm sure there's a lot of knowledge that has helped me. But what I do remember is, you know, my friends, the relationships, events, all that kind of stuff. And that's one of our biggest successes, is just having really great relationships with all of our students and making sure that each one of them is set up for success in whatever way that looks like. So I find that at SNPSS, we're very individualized for each student. Teachers have meetings where we go through every single student and check in with them and make sure that nobody's falling through the cracks.
Yep.
And I can't imagine that that's happening at the bigger schools. It would be impossible. So,
and just lastly, before we wrap things up, maybe if both of you want to chime in on this last one, but just what message would you share to families or students who are considering SNPSS?
Do you know, I was just talking to my grandson yesterday, and he was saying, Nana, I want to go to your school. I want to go to SNPSS. Tell me all the pros and cons. So as we were driving, I'm listing off all of these pros. That's so easy. They just roll off my tongue. And then he goes, what about the cons? And I had to sit there and I thought, I'm not sure. I said, I'll ask somebody what they think as well. I don't think there's, you know, any big cons to not coming to our high school. Right now, because our enrollment is smaller, we can't make the big football teams and, you know, teams that require a lot of players. We can't do that right now, but we are in the works, and we know one day that will come. But that's not really a negative, because our classroom sizes are so welcoming. Probably the only classes that are 15, 16 and over are the phys ed classes or the outdoor ed classes, and that's how they're kind of built to be, so that you can do teams. Prior to that, though, there's a lot of interaction in the classrooms. I'm really hoping that the parents come and ask questions when they see us in the community. Come and ask us what are we offering? How can we help their students? How can we encourage them to go on to post-secondary or be prepared for the world of work? We're very good at that, and we'd like to share that. We're open to having anyone coming in if they would like to a tour of our campus to see what we can offer. We're open to that. So I'm just right now inviting everybody, if you're interested or you want to learn more about our high school, please come in and or give us a call.
Yeah, I absolutely echo that as well. And like Judy was saying, we might not be able to offer, you know, the big football teams, but every year that we grow, we're offering more and more sports teams. We just ordered new cross-country jerseys. We're putting in cross-country teams and badminton and ultimate frisbee. And really, as long as the students are interested and willing and coming out to the tryouts and all of that, we'll put in whatever teams we have the students for. So we're hoping for junior basketball and junior volleyball this year as well, as long as there's enough student interest. So that's just it. It's almost like a customizable high school experience. We had a student actually yesterday come and said he wanted to start a club. He found a teacher, find a room, and then you can start a club. So we're very small in that sense. And, you know, it's not for everybody, but those small class sizes, the individualized help, all the supports and the customization, essentially, of your own high school experience, I think is one of a kind. So it's a really exciting place to work at. And I'm just excited for more and more people to find out about all our programming.
And just if people are looking for more information, where can they find that about the school?
We do have a new website. We're available by phone. They can email us. They can go to the Six Nations campus and ask for a connection. How do I connect with the high school? And we're located at 411 Elgin Street in Brantford. It was the old Mohawk College campus. So that's where we are in the larger of the two buildings. And just come in, come to the main office, and they'll bring you down to see us.
All right, Judy and Callie, thank you both for doing this. And best of luck with the new school year and with the name change and everything that comes with it.
Yeah.
I'm Andrew Dow, and this news story is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, which supports the creation of original civic news.